You're listening to VFN TV highlights at VFNKB.com. Enjoy.
And just, I think about this. Pastor John Kilpatrick talked about how God is going to be restoring to his house and to his people a fear of the Lord based on his goodness. Fear of the Lord is coming back in his church, but it'll be based on his goodness. Check it out.
And when you see that, you know that something's going on. You have to develop an eye to recognize what's going on. Touch your eyes. I said you have to develop an eye to know what's going on. Touch your eyes, I said. Touch both of them. Touch them right now, just like I'm doing. God, develop in me the ability to see what you want me to see. Lord, develop in me the ability to see through all the fluff. Let me begin to see what you're doing, Lord, and what you're saying.
Woo! A great deception is coming and is here, which means you've got to have God's viewpoint of what's going on. You can't believe everything that you're seeing. I mean, there's just crazy things going on. Do it with me right now. Just touch your eyes like this. Say, God, Lord God, give me eyes to see. God, help me not to be deceived by what's going on. The great deception, God. Help me to see, Lord, with your eyes, what's going on. That's right. I want you to believe God. God's going to give you the eyes. You got to listen to him. He will speak. I was just reading this morning in the book of Hebrews where God says, be careful when you're entertaining strangers because you might have entertained an angel and not even know it, which means God could send people to you that looks like a person, but actually it's a messenger from God, an angel of God. And so we got to pay attention and have our eyes to be able to be open to see what God's doing because God makes a room and a way for his people, but we have to actually respond to that. And don't just put anything in your eyes. Don't just let anything come in your eyes. And I'm talking about just all the stuff that's going on, all the hecticness and busyness and all the, it's no longer, there's really no more news in the way that we used to look at news. It's just so different now. You have to be careful what you take into your eyes because he says whatever, you know, I think it's Matthew 6:22. Jesus says, you know, whatever we let come into our eyes, that's what our whole body's made up from. So when somebody says, it's not changing me, it's like Jesus said, that your eyes are holes to your soul. And so it's important what you're taking in. So you want to take in. That's why it's so important. That's why we really work hard here at VFN TV to be able to encourage you and to inspire you, to give you insight about what's going on.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the VFN TV and the daily radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNKB.com. And don't forget about our VFNKB app. No matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. Connect and sign up for the next webinar or attend our next summit at VFNKB.com. VFN TV and the daily radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.